Hey everybody, we are popping on here for a few minutes. One, to say that we wish and hope you had a lovely holiday. We got over some sickness in this house. Got visited by old Saint Nick. I got happy kids with new presents. And I got a solid 18 hours before they asked for other stuff. So, pretty exciting.
I'm glad that you got over your sicknesses because Santa brought us COVID on Christmas Day. Not COVID, the flu. It doesn't matter. They're the same. And I'm dying right now. But it was okay otherwise.
Yeah, I had that all week. And it had mostly all gone away by Christmas. Compounded by a couple really late nights and early mornings where I think I was pretty much over it. And then I had like 6-7 hours of sleep over 2 days. And I think that brought some yuckiness back, especially in the sore throat area. But, yeah, doing pretty good now.
So we had my 5-year-old was sick on the way out to Ohio, and she slept the entire drive out, which was amazing. But then when we got there, it was hell. And then she gave it to us. We got it on Christmas Day. And then we drove home Tuesday, and it was hell then, too, for us. Especially because my daughter was no longer sick and was not sleeping the entire trip.
Yeah, and I'm hoping you're going to put up a picture because your wife got you the coolest gift ever.
Ever.
That I am incredibly jealous of, as we actually did some cleaning that'll last for a week or two, maybe. So you can actually get it in the fireplace right now. So I'm looking over the fireplace and it's completely empty. And I'm like, ooh, Justin's gift would look great over my fireplace.
Yes. Yeah, this so her cousin is a metal fabricator, and he's actually been on the Discovery Channel doing cool stuff with hot rods, and he's that kind of guy. And cut out of this big sheet of steel our Uncommon Media microphone circle logo, the orange and blue one. And it's massive, and it weighs, I think I told you 25 pounds. It's probably more like 8 or 9 pounds. But it's,
technically, I think you told me 740 pounds.
It's probably true. It weighs a lot, and it's huge. But not only is it cut out of, you know, it's like a CNC machine cut out of steel, but it was also hand-painted and airbrushed and then clear-coated, and it is freaking phenomenal. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. But it's going to look great wherever it is.
I said jealous.
I got her a scarf at JCPenney's for $7, so that was cool.
All right. Yeah. You got a gift waiting here for you as well. If we ever see each other again. Yeah, you got one too. If we ever see each other.
See you at Stafford in April.
We'll see what the weekend brings. But we did want to hop on just for a few minutes to mention, once again, we are on YouTube this week as we have our second pop-up video for that series, and we're hoping that these are going to become a little more frequent. And until that happens, just felt like we just wanted to keep pushing it and giving everybody a chance to hear and go see it, and the link will be in the description for this podcast.
We got to get you guys trained on staying tuned to our YouTube page, because there's going to be more stuff. Like Tom said, this is going to be a more regular feature that we're doing. And until we kind of get into the rhythm of doing it, we got to make sure that you guys know that it's there. And I think that you're catching on. We wanted to give you that little extra reminder, that little extra boost. And by the way, this is one hell of a race, right? Like maybe the craziest feature in our lifetimes of Thunder Road.
Yeah, and it was probably the last Thunder Road race I went to in person for at least like 8-10 years.
You know, and I didn't even think about that until after when the video was done, when I was doing notes. And I saw, I actually had to look at a newspaper article from the Free Press, the Burlington Free Press, from the next morning that said that Pat Corbett, your Uncle Pat, was disqualified from his third place finish. And I was like, oh my God, that's the race. And it hit me then that that was it for your family at Thunder Road. And I didn't, I mean, I didn't even realize that when I chose that video. I was just thinking like, oh damn, I remember this race as super crazy. And I didn't even remember that Pat was third in that race, let alone that he got DQ'd.
Yeah. And it was, I believe I was, yeah, I was pretty sure I was there for that one. And because I went, I was with him that whole season. We were doing the tour in Thunder Road and I was on the crew and just, yeah. And it all kind of went downhill after that. But that's for another episode, another time.
We're going to get him on.
We're It'll happen. Get
him on. I know. But anyway, this race is just phenomenal. And it's a little bit of a tribute to Jeff Spooner, who deserved a lot better than he got that night. And honestly, had he won this race, it probably would have changed the trajectory of his racing career. And maybe he would have stuck around for a lot longer than he did.
Yeah, if you go back to one of our first episodes, we talked about some of our favorites, and I had mentioned Jeff Spooner, and you were like, whoa, random. I'm like, yeah. Well, it's because I believe it was his brother, Merv Spooner, was my barber all as a child. Gave me my flat tops.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I was a big Jeff Spooner fan because he was from Newberry, which is where my family's camp was. And you didn't see at Thunder Road, you didn't see a lot of drivers from Newberry. Of course, Bear Ridge is full of them, but Thunder Road, it was odd to see somebody from that part of the state. And when I first saw him in Tigers and I saw Newberry on the thing, I was like, oh, all right, I'll cheer for this guy.
Yeah,
he was a serviceable racer for sure. Not a lot of luck, and I don't think had a lot of money, but he certainly put himself in position to win a couple of times.
And this is a race that probably would have come up had we had our guest for episode 92 that we were expecting to have for episode 92, not to give it away or anything. This probably would have come up. Just one of the craziest finishes over about a 5-lap span you'll ever see.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I think this is also the last official win for Jim Silley. And I don't think that I actually mentioned that in the note, and I didn't even think about it until after the video was posted, but he won a few weeks later, and that was the big tire scandal, the tire softening scandal, the first of two. And so he kept this win. But then it was kind of pretty much his career was basically over after that for all intents and purposes. But what a hell of a show. And I mean, we're not spoiling anything by telling you that this is how the race turned out because it was 22 years ago, right? It's already happened and it's in the graphics, but it's well worth your time to watch.
Which, God, makes me feel old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I remember that. I was 14.
I was 17, I think, yeah.
14, Jesus. Something like that. Oi.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we just wanted to hop on.
It's a lot of fun.
Hop on, give you a heads up. Like I said, the link will be in the description. It's Italian for description.
I don't know. We're going to go with it.
Make sure, check out no episode. No full episode for Uncommon Deeds this week. So I ask you, give a chance. Go check out the No Fouls podcast this week. Jack Carrier this week. Williamstown basketball coach on the boys' side for, what was it, 12, at least 12 years, and just got done after this past season. Tons of stories. Talks about rivalry with Hazen, getting over the hump in Division IV before coming back to Division III, an unbelievable run, whatever it was, 50-plus game win streak, and closed it out with a really good Tom Brennan story. So, good episode this week.
And you just recorded New Sports Order with Sterling, like moments before we started this, right?
That's correct. And that one, there was no episode last week because I could not manage. We talked about the sickness, the no voice, and it's funny, for last week's episode, which thanks everybody for checking out the Uncommon Deeds episode last week. Great numbers on that.
Yeah, with Dave Camaro.
Yep. Yeah. We hadn't recorded an open and a close because it's the current rhythm we're in that doesn't get done till about Monday night. And it got to Monday, and I was not doing well. But recorded that one. I was laying on the couch with a microphone all bundled up, and I managed to record the opening and close and got through it. I'm like, all right, maybe tomorrow I'll be okay. And I was recording with Jack Carrier on Wednesday for this week's No Fouls podcast. And Tuesday, I texted Sterling around noon, and I'm like, buddy, I'm questionable for tonight.
You're on the IR.
And by, I think, 4 o'clock, I had sent him another text saying I was out. I was out for the podcast, sick, not happening. But we're back this week, and this was just kind of a reshuffle and see where we're at on the landscape. And 2 more weeks before the playoffs start, and you got quarterbacks being benched today that we didn't see coming. So we talked about some of that, a little bit of Cowboys, obviously, some Patriots. And I think we brought up foam parties at one point. I don't know if you ever went to one of those in college. But, yeah, that came up.
The stories of them at the packing house were legendary.
I think I brought it up in reference to needing like an hour-long shower when you're done.
Yeah, for a lot of reasons. Yeah.
So check out the other podcast this week, since we're not bringing you the good stuff, at least not for a full episode. We're giving you this 15 minutes. And then Justin's going to go try to get some sleep. So check those out. Check out all the socials. Uncommon Deeds on Twitter and Facebook. Uncommon Deeds Podcast on the Instagram.
The Instagram.
Send us pictures of everybody enjoying the new merch that you got for Christmas.
Yeah, let's see those shirts.
Ellen, our Ellen, sent us a picture of Phil in his Bucktona shirt, which we appreciate.
Yeah. Brian Farnsworth sent us a picture of his Beaver Dragon shirt. Love it.
Yeah. And you, hey, and if it makes you guys feel better, and, you know, like I said, we really hustled to make sure to get those to you by Christmas. If it makes you feel better, I still don't have mine. So.
That's right. I ran up to Milton to deliver a load of shirts to Beaver and their whole family. I mean, there's, I don't know, 12 or 13 of them. And he was fired up. Man, he was fired up. So that's, I guess that's worth it, right? That's the whole payoff.
That's why we do it. We do it for the Beaver.
Yeah. What?
All right, guys, we'll be back next week. Or I guess, God, whatever it is, 6 days from now?
Yeah.
As we're recording this?
In the new year, anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, we hit a big milestone on Wednesday? Question mark? What's today? Wednesday? That was Tuesday.
Tuesday.
100,000. Yeah.
100,000 downloads is amazing for us.
And like almost exactly 2 years from when we started the conversation of it was the last week of December in 2020 that we started talking about this project.
Yeah, my Rodecaster came in on New Year's Eve.
There you go.
I remember that happening. So, yeah. And then I think episode one was February 14th, 2001.
Yeah. 21.
That's what I said.
No, I thought you said 2001. See, I'm still...
I did, but I just lied. Okay.
I'll buy it. I'm so tired that I'll buy it.
Are you back to work tomorrow?
No, I'm on vacation the whole week, which is great. Because otherwise I would be a piece of crap.
Right on.
Yep.
Either way, we're back in 5-6 days or less, depending on when you listen to this. But tune in, check out all the other podcasts. You're listening to The Uncommon Deeds, a production of Uncommon Media.